Officials with the Utah School and Institutional Trust Lands Administration say they're not pursuing an acre-for-acre swap with the Bureau of Land Management, but a value-for-value trade. So even if the BLM offers more land, if it's useless, it won't do CITLA any good.
There's a lot of federal land out there, and there's a lot of obstacles that would come with it in terms of what would meet our needs.
Deputy Director Kim Christie says one thing CITLA has to be mindful of is mineral processing, which is where CITLA generates most of its revenue.
We are trying to ensure that our beneficiaries will be held harmless in the process.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.